Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lunishpas Arim Yakashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'abas with the Kuf Lamed Beis. The Gemara Amud Aleph is starting the Daf in the middle of a sugya. When one writes all his nechosim, one writes all his properties to his wife or to one child, the din is le'asoy ela apotropos. So then, if he gives it only to a wife or to one of his children, so we say he did not actually mean to give it to them. He's making the apotropos, making them responsible to be the manager of the nechosim of these properties, but not to actually inherit alone these properties. There's a beautiful idea that's really brought down in the Al-Sheikh and Parshas Mishpatim. On the pasuk that says, "In kesef talve es ami, es sa'oni imoch." You give money for someone who needs a loan, the oni, the poor man, is with you. Says the Al-Sheikh, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives money to a rich man, and then there's some of his children that don't have money, so what's shot? You think he's giving one more than the other? You think a Kadosh Baruch Hu likes and loves one Jew more than the other? Obviously, what he's doing is he's making this Jew an apotropos. He's making him a manager to be in charge of the nechassim and to give it out to the one who's poor. It's not his. He's supposed to give it out. So brings the Arvi Nachal and Pasha Zahazinu. He says over there, he builds a whole mahalach, but his main point is to say that there's two types of tzedakah. There's a tzedakah of money, and there's a tzedakah that a person teaches Torah. Says the Arvi Nachal, the main tzedakah is teaching Torah. Teaching Torah, a person learns Torah. That's his, is his Torah. He goes and teaches others. That's the greatest tzedakah possible. But when someone has money and he gives it to his friend, that's not considered to be tzedakah. Because Baruch Hu made him a manager, an apotropos, to support others. It's not his money. He's responsible to take care of the ani, of the poor people. And he brings, that's the pshat, every time he speaks about tzedakah in the Torah, they always call the ani achicho. It's achicho imoch. Coming to point out, all Am Yisrael are brothers. They're all children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives one more than the others, that means he's not giving him more not to give to others. It's not that he's giving him a Yerusha, which is greater. He's making apotropos, as we learned over here in our sugya. And the Chafetz Chaim, in his Sefer Avos Chesed, Chelek Beis Perek Yud Gimel, he quotes this Al Sheikh Halul Mo'arichus, and he says the money the person has to give tzedakah, it's standing by him as a pikadon, as a deposit. He needs to give it out. And therefore, he should not have any loss from it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, sometimes when a person gives tzedakah and chesed, he does have a loss. So maybe someone's going to say, you see from here that it's not worth to give tzedakah. Says the Chofetz Chaim, no. Because every business, when you invest in a business, many businesses have losses. Doesn't mean you don't do the business. The business sometimes will incur a loss doing the regular operations of the business. But in general, if the business is a good business, you invest in it, even though there may be here and there some losses. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives someone money to give a tzedakah, to do chesed, he's supposed to gain from it. Sometimes there will be cases when a person loses, but it doesn't mean the business is not a good business. So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives money to somebody, the business that he has is to come and support his brothers. He has the achrayus to do it. And even though not every time it's going to work exactly as planned, he still should do it, not to be more near himself from doing it. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.